You'd be forgiven for being a little confused as you hear about the legal battles unfolding between Texas property owners and the pipeline company TransCanada. After all, Governor Rick Perry just signed legislation strengthening private property rights last year. In fact, he made it an emergency issue during the legislative session.
I don't suppose there's anything that's more important than our private property rights in the state of Texas.
Senate Bill 18 and an earlier law passed in 2005 were part of a shift among states in response to a U.S. Supreme Court decision called Kelo versus the City of New London. It held that governments and authorized private companies could seize private land for economic development. Many states, including Texas, reacted by strengthening their laws in favor of landowners. Last year's law says government can't seize land for any reason other than public use. But it's not that simple, says Lynn Blaze, an expert in eminent domain at UT Austin's School of Law.
Senate Bill 18 exempted common carrier pipelines from all of those restrictions. So they don't apply.
A common carrier is a business that's available for hire to transport people or property. In this case, it means pipelines that agree to carry oil, natural gas, or other substances for energy companies. In Texas, if pipeline companies are designated as common carriers, they have the power to take your land. And just how did they get that power?
I think it's lobbying. I mean, it's basically the power of a particular interest group to get their exception into this bill.
There was actually never very much controversy in the legislative process with respect to what I would call the traditional users of condemnation.
James Mann is a lawyer who works for pipeline companies. He argues that eminent domain is a necessary evil. It provides important infrastructure in our industrialized society. For that reason, common carrier status for oil and gas pipelines are an important part of Texas eminent domain law.
I've always said the reason we condemn for roads and the reason we condemn for pipelines is so the people who are against it will be able to put gasoline in their cars and drive down the road to the Capitol where they can protest it.
But they don't always drive to the Capitol. Sometimes they drive to the courthouse. And that's what brings us to the most recent twist in the story of eminent domain in Texas. Last year, a Supreme Court decision threw into question the way pipeline companies can seize land. In Texas Rice Land Partners versus Denbury Green Pipeline, a company was sued by landowners after it used eminent domain to build a carbon dioxide pipeline. But in this case, notes UT Austin's Lynn Blaze, the state Supreme Court sided with the landowners.
In Denbury Green, what you have is an acknowledgement by the Supreme Court that if a common carrier pipeline is going to have eminent domain power unrestricted, more power than local governments to exercise eminent domain, there has to be some process in deciding who's going to be a common carrier.
Property rights advocates like to say that before Denbury, all pipeline companies had to do to gain eminent domain authority was simply check a box on a form, essentially agreeing to be common carriers. Attorney James Mann doesn't work for TransCanada or Denbury, but he does say the Denbury ruling on common carriers makes the process more complicated for all pipeline builders.
And also allows that issue to be litigated repeatedly up and down a pipeline route.
Which brings us to TransCanada's pipeline.
I'd like to believe that what's happening is that TransCanada simply acting contrary to the law at this time, wishing it were a different way.
William Perrett Damon is one of the lawyers representing Texas property owners against TransCanada. He argues that TransCanada has not met the burden of proof to show it's a common carrier. He doesn't expect lawsuits against TransCanada to go all the way to the Supreme Court, but he says if they do,
one of the questions that would be presented that the Supreme Court would probably answer would be, at what stage in the process do they have to meet the burden? They clearly said in Denbury that it is their burden to meet.
And for its part, TransCanada argues that it has met that burden and should be empowered to condemn private property under Texas law. Now, people on both sides of the argument will be closely watching how the courts decide to get a view into the future of eminent domain as it's practiced in the state. After all, one side has to be right, or does it? Law professor Lynn Blaze says the Supreme Court could look at the case and look at the law and punt the whole thing right back to lawmakers in Austin.
They're not going to tell the legislature what to do, but they're going to say what appears to be happening now isn't working.
So any way you cut it, TransCanada will have left its legal mark on the landscape of Texas property law, regardless of whether the pipeline ever gets built. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.